Tegan has gone so close in the Stradbroke very, very recently, a few years back. But more recently than that, she spent 8 months on the sideline, been only back a week, and she's got a ride in the Group 1 Stradbroke. It's great to have a chat to Tegan this morning. How are you, Tegan?
Yeah, good, Michael.
Good to chat to you. It's a weird and wonderful world, isn't it, at the moment? Who would have thought after 8 months out, a week later, you'd have a ride on a genuine chance in the Group 1 Stradbroke?
Yeah, that's right. I'm really overwhelmed that I've got an opportunity to ride in it. I'm pretty lucky with my weight, so that definitely increased my chances being so early back from injury.
When did the ride first come on the radar?
There was a couple offered to me probably 3 weeks ago, and that's when I thought to myself, I need to get to the surgeon and try and get a clearance, because it was starting to become obvious that with the coronavirus, how everything's running at the moment, there was going to be a limitation of lightweight jockeys for the Stradbroke. So I actually went in and got myself cleared earlier than we than expected, and lucky for me, that paid off at the Sunshine Coast, and a few of the rides that I was half booked for fell through, and I thought, oh geez, I'm not going to end up with one in it, and just on Saturday I picked up the ride on Bands on Fire, and yeah, couldn't be happier.
Well, to have a ride of your calibre is very, very good for Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace and the connections of Bams on Fire. You've only had three rides back. You've already had a winner, a Combat Kid as well. And just remind the RSN listeners the injuries that you've suffered and what the comeback has been like. 8 months on the sideline is a long time for any jockey.
Yeah, I had 5 broken vertebrae. I had a broken collarbone, which required surgery because the ligament had let go. So I've also got a fake ligament in there now. I had a broken sternum and 2 broken ribs, and obviously I was heavily concussed.
Gee. And how tough has that recovery period been for you?
I think when you're in it, you just do what you got to do. Like, I'm not going to say it was easy, because there was definitely some testing times, but we're at the right end of it now, and that's what matters.
Gee, the Stradbroke would be a touch of redemption for you as well. How many times do you pull out the finish of the 2014 Stradbroke when you're on your old mate Temple of Boom and you just got beaten on the line?
Yeah, I've definitely got something to prove there in the Stradbroke after that day. It was as much as it was so exciting and the biggest thrill of my racing career, it was also devastating to go down by a nostril for such a big event. And it gets rubbed in my face all the time. I actually get riding lessons out from grannies, and the horse truck that delivers her feed, I'll be out there on my horse and riding around getting a lesson. And then this horse truck rocks in every single time I'm there, and it's got the finish of that race, and it's nearly like a reminder that I've got to improve every time.
Oh, talk about stiff. And of course, River Lad was the horse that beat you. And was Ollie on River Lad?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Did you think you had the race at some stage? Because you were in front pretty much all the way down the straight.
Yeah, I guess I've felt like that a couple of times on Temple. He's gave me the biggest thrills of my career. A few times I've been out in front and thought, yep, I've got it. And just in those bigger races, there's always going to be something coming to get you. And unfortunately for me, he got me right where it counts.
Well, you get a chance on Bams on Fire, and while Bams on Fire is probably not a horse that has anywhere near the ability of Temple of Boom and other Stradbroke handicap winners, it's not a vintage Stradbroke because it's the COVID year, and one thing that Bams on Fire has is total consistency and a will to win. Where do you see Bams on Fire in the race? You too have drawn a lovely gate. How do you see the race unfolding on Saturday for you?
Oh, look, I haven't spoke to the connections yet, so obviously I'll be listening to where they want the horse to be ridden. But I would think that from barrier one, we can basically bounce out and be where we're comfortable and where she's happy to be. I noticed her form. She was up there leading a few times, and then last start she obviously wasn't, but she still run good. So looking at that without going into it too far, I would think that she's a horse that can be ridden anywhere, and barrier one's just going to make that so much easier of a job for me.
Who do you think's the hardest to beat?
I think in these races, they're all hard to beat. You see some like, obviously all the hype's around Dawn Passage, and now it's drawn such an awful gate, it's probably got to overcome that a little bit. But I think that, you know, in a race like this, you see it all the time. Like, they're all good horses. Anything could win the race.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Tegan, you are one of two females. Steph Thornton's got a ride in the race. I should know the answer to this, but do you know if a female's won the Stradbroke before as a jockey?
No, they haven't. So that's why it was going to be such a great achievement if I had have won it back in 2014. But yeah, we're still here on Saturday, so hopefully one of us can do it for the girls.
Tegan, it'll be a great story, and one of the oldest and most revered races in the Australian racing calendar. It may not be 100% the prize money, but the kudos of winning a Group 1 Stradbroke is still there on Saturday, and it's great with your return to the saddle after such a big injury as well. Good luck on Saturday on Bams on Fire.
Thanks very much for that.
Tegan Harrison, great career as a jockey, and great to see her back. And both Tegan and Taylor, so many great stories, and we'll continue to unfold all of those storylines in the days ahead of what will be